This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Shares of Netflix were off about 1% or so today, a reflection perhaps of the real-life drama that the movie rental company is dealing with. Billionaire investor Carl Icahn owns almost 10% of Netflix. There has been some talk he wants to push it into looking for a buyer. Thing is, not so long ago, Icahn might have just done the corporate raider thing and bought the company himself, kind of the way he took over TWA back in the 1980s. These days, though, the idea of the corporate raider has given way to a kinder, gentler approach. Our senior business correspondent, Bob Moon, has more.
I am not a destroyer of companies. I am a liberator of them.
That's the indelible image most of us have of the corporate raider, Gordon Gekko, the greedy take-no-prisoners character in the 1987 movie Wall Street. These days, there are still big investors out to liberate companies, but they go by a more politically correct name, activist investors.
The term raider suggests short-term profits. The term activist investor suggests longer-term value.
Charles Elson heads the Center for Corporate Governance at the University of Delaware. He says when corporate raiders targeted companies, stockholders sometimes got burned, but they see activist investors as a helpful, constructive influence.
The more successful you are at convincing others that you're creating long-term value, the more successful you will be in ultimately profiting from the position you've taken.
Carl Icahn typified the corporate raider in the 1980s, buying TWA and selling off many of the airline's key assets before it went bankrupt. He shifted to an activist investor strategy in recent years, buying up stakes and pushing for changes in management or the sale of companies such as online giant Yahoo. His goal is to improve stock values. Ken Esquire watches these corporate shakeup campaigns at the research firm 13D Monitor.
The activist is coming in, telling the market how bad management is, telling them, you know, what changes need to be made. Things like that benefit all the shareholders.
If the new strategy is indeed better, that is, hedge fund manager William Ackman bought a big stake in JCPenney and handpicked a new chief executive, but the chain has continued to languish. Even so, Squire says investors who've watched their stock market returns shrink in recent years are quick to embrace these activist campaigns, and they're getting results.
Boards and management are much more receptive to listening to activists than they used to be.
A firm that tracks activist investor campaigns found that in the past 5 years, they won at least one board seat in over half their shakeup efforts. It's easier than a full takeover, but Carl Icahn hasn't entirely given up on making buyout offers. At the Boston law firm Goodwin Procter, attorney Joseph Johnson has represented both activist investors and their targeted companies. He considers Icahn something of a hybrid.
Not only is he willing to run director candidates, but in some cases he's willing to buy the whole business. Most people aren't willing to do that.
And Gordon Gekko aside, Professor Charles Elson argues that corporate raiders have actually been a positive influence.
The raiders paved the way for shareholder activism. Raiders were not a bad thing in the sense that they raised questions about the competence and effectiveness of management.
And that, Elson says, can be good for all shareholders. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.